Welcome to Cider Chat. In this episode, it's all about tasting quince. Five varieties, to be specific, for the New England Quince Taste Test 2020.
Going up, going up.
Hello, my name is Rhea Windcaller, and I am the producer and cider MC of this weekly podcast, where we speak with makers, cider enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world.
Hip, hip, hooray!
This episode is number 248, which means we are two episodes away from episode 250. 250 episodes of Cider Chat, and we're slowly closing out season 5 and moving into season 6 of this weekly cider podcast. It just thrills me beyond words. I kind of always say the same intro whenever I come into Cider Chat, knowing that there's so many folks out there in Ciderville who have been tuning in, downloading this podcast over the past 5 years, hanging out with me in Ciderville, taking me along on your drives, your long drives. I know who you are, and maybe I haven't met you yet, but we are kindred spirits out there, aren't we? Just trying to stay in good cheer and always allowing our pendulum to swing towards happiness. And if you're new to Cider Chat, well, you have just downloaded a podcast and a world that is filled with so much good libations and an essence of quality in life that is like a gastronomic feast of words through our featured conversations and of food pairings with cider and perry and all the other little palms that come along, such as this week's featured palm, which is a quince. Now, if you don't know what a quince is, you've come to the right program. Especially if you enjoy gastronomic experiences that take you on an adventure, because in that category, the quince will not disappoint. Quince can be found growing both on trees and bushes. If you want to find a quince in your locale, keep your eye out in the fall for yellow fruit hanging from the tree or the bush. It's a yellow that looks much like a grapefruit or a lemon. And it can be as large as a grapefruit and as small as the smallest lemon, often kind of having a more squat form. They're really kind of unique because they don't have any kind of particular one style of form. They really range. And the other cool thing about quince is follow your nose. Because if you discover a quince growing, you'll often smell as it's ripening this unbelievable floral scent wafting towards you on a nice hot fall day. For the most part, folks consider quince to be something to be made into a marmalade or a jelly or a paste. But nowadays, quince in the cider world is really becoming quite the rock star, primarily because what it can add to a cider in terms of aroma and taste. It really brings it to another dimension, and it's just a fun palm. I mean, it has a lot of personality. And if you're a regular listener of Cider Chat, you know that we have a talking palm by the name of Mr. Quince, who is our lead palm in the Cider House recording studio. Would you just say hello to Ciderville?
Hello, Ciderville.
There you have it. Quince are very straightforward and go right to the point. And they have a little bit of whimsical, like our own Mr. Quince, who on the sideline has learned to be a comedian. How's that going, by the way, Mr. Quince?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, you know, when the mic is off, the quince gets rolling. Yes, the quince are an elusive palm, which is why this particular taste test is so exciting, partly because this is a blind tasting, and also because I do believe that all the quinces that we're tasting were grown in New England, which is my particular spot of Ciderville. I'm based in Massachusetts, and Nan Stefanik, who is the founder of Vermont Quince and the person who is really sponsoring and setting up this whole tasting, is based in Vermont. If you haven't checked out Vermont Quince yet, you've never heard of it, I'm going to have a link in the show notes. And do also follow along the hashtag that Nan has set up, which is hashtag Grow Quince. She makes wonderful products. It's a perfect holiday gift to give to people. So if you're kind of looking for that kind of, I'm not going to say off the beaten trail, but it is kind of, because most people have a hard time finding a really nice Quince product. Check out their products on Etsy, and there's also a Facebook page too.
Walking through the orchards.
For the New England Quince Taste Test 2020, boxes of samples were sent out to testers like myself. And in each box was 5 different varieties of quince. Quince come from a region of the world known as Caucasus. That's like the Black Sea and Caspian Sea region, also like the southern part of Russia. And so the names often relate to that. So the following 5 different varieties in the box were Arumitnaya, Kuginskaya, Smyrna, Van Demen, and that actually in Dutch means of the man. And then the 5th one is orange, just like the citrus fruit, orange. So I didn't know going into this much about any of these different varieties. And of course, in the sample box, we weren't told what sample was what quince. That is for another episode on Cider Chat to kind of follow up. All we knew was that there were 3 different ways that the quince was going to be tasted. One was in a liquid form. The second one was raw quince. So in this case, you're slicing the quince pretty finely, like in a quarter-inch wedge. And then the 3rd way was poached quince, and I believe there was a little bit of sugar in it. So we had all these little containers of poached quince. So it was pretty cool. This box was a beautiful presentation, and I was able to do this taste test with none other than the nose. And if you've been a long time listener of Cider Chat, you know every once in a while we are graced with the nose's presence. And so named the nose because of her quality of and of smell and her palate. So I was really stoked to be able to do that with the nose, and that's the recording we're going to go to next. This is a condensed version of our tasting, and it was much longer. I just want to say it was probably like a 3-hour taste test. So of course we get a little bit punchy, but I wanted to give you an essence of what we were experiencing, having never done any type of taste test at all with the quince. It was a new territory for me. Tip of the glass to Vermont Quince for setting this up.
Do you know what I just learned?
What?
To eat the quince?
Mm-hmm.
To eat the quince is slang meaning for to get into serious trouble. And It seems apropos that we're doing this. This is an LA Times article from October 28th in 2009. And it's titled, There's a New Taste for Quince. Ben Watson's mentioned in it, and the author writes that quince raw is typically so hard, sour, and astringent that in Turkey, the world's largest producer, quote, to eat the quince is slang meaning, quote, to get into serious trouble.
How you doing, Mr. Quince?
Trying to keep you out of trouble.
I'm sure you are, because obviously, Mr. Quince is not going to tell us what variety is out here, so it's up to us to figure it out. So, the directions continue on with, to make it a little easier, we have enclosed little paper cups. It's little tiny paper cups, kind of like you would get for, like, ketchup, if you were at, like, getting takeout food.
Condiment.
Like,
yeah, little small for French fries.
They would be small, but, you know, it's kind of that kind of paper cups. And wooden sticks, so kind of like a wooden stick that you get like a ice cream bar or something on, like, for your taste testing. I just love this. They just sent it up. It was so exciting opening that box.
It was a beautiful setup.
Mm-hmm. We have put together the attached form to help standardize responses from taste testers. And I have a copy for you, Nose, and a copy for me. Let's start with the juice. Let's get into it. I'm feeling thirsty after all. Quince juice, the tasting process. Use the numbered paper cups to dish out 5 samples for each taste tester. Record your feedback in the proper section on the form. Again, please include any and all tasting notes. pour any leftover juice into your favorite sparkling. Ooh, okay, good. All right, so these little bottles are really cute, right? That they sent along.
They're adorable.
They're like, you know, mini like maple syrup things or something like that. And so we go to the form, and what they have like four different boxes, and they're going to be how pleasurable did you find quince number one on the juice? And you have the option of not pleasurable at all, not very pleasurable, somewhat pleasurable, and very pleasurable. And they have appearance, texture, and flavor.
Can we talk about the color a little bit?
Yeah.
It reminds me of a red grapefruit juice, just the color.
Would you say it's like more like pinky pink?
Yes.
When you say, you know, like a light pink, it's cloudy, of course. So we begin with the appearance. Is the appearance pleasurable to us? I would say it's totally pleasurable, very pleasurable. What's not pleasurable about that? Mm-hmm. We're sitting in front of Quince. And then the texture. Let's see what the texture is. I don't mind the texture. You know, it's a little thicker than juice would be. But because I'm excited about this, of course, I love it. So what can I say? Sweet. A little bit of a tannic.
Oh, yeah. It starts as sweet and then ends on more of a acidic,
mm-hmm,
tannic note.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hair of just a hint of lemon to me.
I think I need a little bit more. I need a little bit more of that. I'm so excited at it. Would you like a little bit more?
Yes,
of course.
It's a little lemon lingering on my tongue.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting peach.
Mmm.
Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And the texture's a little bit like peach, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was going to squeeze peach, I'd expect this kind of texture coming off of that juice.
Yeah, I had to give it a somewhat pleasurable rather than a very pleasurable for the texture, just because it's just a hair thick for me.
I got it. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's certainly not displeasurable, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to go to bottle number two.
It looks very similar to me in both color.
But look at the clarity. It's a lot cloudier.
It's cloudier.
Number one is you could see through it.
There's some transparency in number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I also noticed, like, that in the liquid, there's like these bubbles. And let me get a little shot of that so I could share that with Ciderville. It's kind of like
bubbles. It looks like soap.
It does. It looks like soap bubbles on it, which is kind of trippy. But we know it's not. It's just the pectin or something, I think, in the quince, I think, is really...
It's wild.
Yeah, it's really wild. All right, so number two.
Sour right on the front.
Mm, citrus.
Citrus.
I'm getting citrus. I wouldn't really describe that as sour to me, but I could see, yeah, it's kind of like you're a little...
When it does that thing with your mouth, but when you're...
Pucker?
It's not puckering... But it fills my mouth with saliva. It's like an instantaneous reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, to me, says sour.
Mm, yeah.
You're saying citrus, but I don't have that same experience from an orange as I would from a grapefruit, mm-hmm, for example.
It's sour, kind of like Jolly Ranchers are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right there off the top. But more natural. Like, I can't eat Jolly Rancher at all, but this is very pleasurable to me. Is it kind of orangey?
I don't get orange right away, but that's what's lingering at the end for me.
Mm,
As opposed to the last one was very peach. Mm.
Check here. Okay, so number three. You know, I just, at this point, I really hadn't thought about like drinking quince as we are in this way, but I'm really enjoying it just like raw.
Well, we're so used to having it with cider paired in something else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's interesting. There's nothing asking about the bouquet here.
And this has the least out of the three for me.
Aroma?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is more astringent to me. It's at the back of my mouth, and versus...
I feel it on my teeth.
Yeah.
The enamel on my teeth.
It's pulling forward, so I'm getting more of an astringent. But it's lovely.
So interesting. I know that quince is a fruit, but it feels like an undefinable fruit to me. Because I keep wanting to, well, I get that it's astringent, and it's but it still tastes fruity. There's still a fruit with that astringent.
Mm-hmm.
But like on the other, on number one and number two, I was able to pull something that felt familiar to me, like peach or citrus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that same.
But this one, number three,
yeah
I know.
It's like a mystery to me in that way.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think more juice must be had. Let's try it again. Fill it up. I am getting sweetness, you know, in all these, like, I'm feeling like, okay, prepare for the sweetness. It's coming on. I should take a gravity read on these guys, but I don't have enough. Now, I'm getting lemon.
Lemon.
Yeah, right out there. A lot of, it came through this. I think it was so different than the other two in a way. Mm. It took me a while to kind of calibrate my taste buds. I think if I was, you know, having like a little, like head cold or something, I wouldn't mind having something like quince juice, a little bit of honey, a little ginger, and pop that back.
Mm.
That it would just like clear you right up in a way, because it is.
Throw a shot of whiskey in there, and you'll be cured by tomorrow.
Well, who needs to have a head cold? Okay. All right.
I think I feel something coming on right now.
All right, number four. So this, now as we're going to four and five, the color has, we're not seeing that same kind of red. It's become more subdued, and it's also very cloudy.
Does the color please me? Is that pleasurable to me when I see that?
Not like the first three. This is a little more pasty in color.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, number four.
I feel bad. I don't want to hurt your feelings, number four. I hope you taste better than you look. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I'm getting something off of the nose there,
I still get a bit of sweet and just a touch of the astringency.
I'm getting this all over my teeth here, yeah, like in terms of that astringency that I didn't get in number three. It's a little chalky to me, this one.
Mm.
Drinking it, it's not. I like the taste. I could see. I'm excited to try the actual fruit and the poached.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make me want to be sick in drinking it.
No, I'm not going to put in my honey and ginger. I'm going to hold off on that. I think the texture is kind of getting in my way.
What seems to be happening with all of them is it takes a second or third.
Yeah.
Taste.
It's kind of like when you're driving down the road and you're used to seeing deer, but if there was a moose in the field, you wouldn't recognize it because you never see a moose like as common. Like these are so unusual in taste profiles. Like I'm trying to wrap my head around it and realizing it's one specific fruit.
I would totally know it was a moose, I just have to say. I know my moose and my deer.
Okay.
Even if I've had a lot of quince. Isn't
I want to see cream of tartar. I don't know why. Not that I would ever have cream of tartar up.
You did say chalk. There is a little.
That's more of the texture, but it does kind of, it's more like putty a little bit.
The aftertaste for me is a little like I just touched my tongue to a battery.
How often do you do that?
Not often. Well over 45 years, I would say.
My goodness.
But who's counting?
Oh, boy. It's interesting. Again, those like bubbles on there that look like soap bubbles, they're kind of like slowly dropping back into liquid, and it's kind of stringy. I mean, do you see that? That's trippy.
Bottle number four, mm-hmm. I give you
myth. I'm excited to open up bottle number five only because it's a tiny little flip top. There's a lot more aroma coming off of this, huh? So it smells like quince to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're such, you know, quince experts now.
And our fourth bottle. No, I'm sorry.
Our fifth bottle.
Right?
It's not even fermented.
You know that I'm a cheap date.
Hmm. There's a lot going on with that one.
It has a vibrancy that the rest don't have in the same way. And I want to have it as a drink. Like, I immediately tasted that and thought, oh, this would pair well with chicken. This would pair well with fish. Like, there's I immediately got food presentation to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be because of the slight bubbling. It's got a little carbonation to it.
We finish our tasting with the liquid samples of the quince, and now we're moving into the raw quince sampling.
Really wanting to know which variety this is, because that'd be really great to add into a cider, in my mind, because there's so much nice tannin structure in there. Number two. Now, this is like the largest of all the quince here. This is one that I feel like I could just bite into.
Yeah.
And
definitely more than number
chomp
one.
Chomp down on. I'm going to have a bigger chunk now. It's kind of surprising me. I didn't think I would, but it's like an apple without a lot of tartness. You know, that's missing. It's just kind of it's more subtle. It's very subtle, the flavor. It doesn't like pop out at you in that same way.
Mm-hmm. It's a middle of the road apple. No offense, Mr. Quinn.
That's okay, Nose. Peri pears are much more sensitive than quinces.
I love how Mr. Quince is in the other room with headphones on so that he's not
getting involved.
Influencing us in any way.
Oh my God, he just winked at me.
Mr. Quince. All-seeing and all-knowing Mr. Quince.
Yeah, I feel like I have one of the best. For the sound man. I mean, he's just really incredible. But if we put a pair of glasses on him, he'd look like Tom Oliver. No offense, Tom. It's actually quite a compliment. And now we're ready for quince number 5.
It reminds me of an apple. I'm thinking like a Cortland.
Am I way off?
No, I had that same that same ache in the back of my jaw that I get when I bite into a really
I'm getting it too.
A sour apple.
I'm getting it too.
I know, that's why I'm in the
back
face.
Of my jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Maybe not Cortland. Maybe more Mac. God, I don't know.
It's not Mac or Cortland. It's a full sweet.
It's a quince.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't want to swallow it. Beautiful. No matter how they taste like, they have a lot of character. There's something about a quince that just has a lot of character. Now I'm getting a lot of, on my teeth, it's getting really dried.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of tannins coming through. And that's why I think they're so exciting for cider making, because they could really add such complexity and structure to the cider.
Okay.
So what did you rank your raw quince? What's your number one favorite?
Number two.
Agreed. And then I go, one is my second favorite, number one. And then five is my third favorite.
So I had those reversed.
Oh, okay.
That was, but I was like at the optician, one or five, one or five. It really could have gone either way.
Yeah, I think that's
either
true.
Way, either way.
How about your least favorite?
Number four.
Yeah, that was that one that was kind of
bledding.
Yeah.
It was not too pretty.
Like biting into a radish in terms of texture. Very dry.
Not really edible.
Not a lot of juice. Yeah. Okay. I think we're on the same page. Shall we go on to the poached quince?
Yes.
So we have five different containers, numbered 1 through 5. I mean, appearance-wise, what would you say about this? It's kind of like an orange.
Number three is a little bit more orange than the rest.
Yeah. This is enjoyable. I'm really, I could put this on waffles in the morning.
Buckwheat waffles?
Yeah, something like that. It would be a really nice accompaniment, just like this, as a poached quince. I
like it. It makes me want to make quince sauce, like applesauce.
Mm-hmm. All right, I had a little bit of the juice, and that is really nice. Very nice. So poaching the quince, way to go. I wonder if any cider makers have thought about poaching quince and then adding it into the cider. That's just like a totally different profile. Mm. It really, it's kind of like once you cook something, it really brings out the flavors even more.
Did you pick up anything else when you had the, when you drank it? I did. It took drinking the juice for me to get it, but vanilla, how I caught apricot first.
Yeah.
As soon as I drank the juice, the vanilla was right in the forefront.
Cool.
But I didn't have that same experience when I was eating the fruit, so that's kind of interesting.
Now, I know that these are quinces, but if I didn't know that it was all quince, I'd be looking at these right now and saying, oh, those look like stewed peaches at grandmother's house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They look absolutely like peach wedges that have been...
And some of them were from 2 years ago, and some of them were from 10. Just saying.
We're opening up grandma's preserves here.
I don't want to eat a lot of it, whereas the first one, I could have eaten the whole thing. Or I could have... I felt like I could have had a bowl of it. And I don't feel as drawn to doing that with number two. Mm-hmm. I said kind of melts / dissipates.
Oh, copycat.
I said they had to know that that we would cheat eventually. I'm not even looking at your paper. But I could. If we were in high school, I totally would have.
Oh, boy.
Don't tell my parents.
But it does. It just really disappears in your mouth.
I said flavor was mild, slightly sour. Just in case you want to copy mine.
That's hilarious. Well, I'm a little excited about number three, if you're ready to roll there yet.
I'm ready.
Because it's a lot more orangey.
It's sweet and sour. It does have that the heat that comes forward when you're having something sour. It doesn't hit you in the back of the jaw. I wish I could speak more about Ayurvedic, because I think that there's something there about all of these flavors.
Ayurvedic?
Mm. Mm. Moving on.
Mm-hmm. Out of all this, we did raw, poached, and quince juice. What format do you like the quince the most? I think my least favorite was the raw.
Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
I think my most favorite was number one on the poached. Out of all everything here, the poached quince...
Like, give me a quart of that.
Well, you know, I mean, I could see it's so versatile.
Sure.
You know, on ice cream, on waffles, it was really exciting in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And number five...
Or even just having it as a side on its own. I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's
as opposed to needing another type of food to carry it. I felt like it carried its own weight, and I thought that was gold.
It makes me kind of wonder what a roasted quince would be like. I wonder, you know, like, if you cooked it kind of like a...
I'm not looking out there.
Don't look at the recording room. Oh, I see it. He's shaking his head. And a no. Don't worry, Mr. Quince. We're not going to roast you.
Only with our words.
But I wonder if it would caramelize. That'd be interesting to try that.
Because of the sweetness, the natural sugar.
Yeah,
natural
I wonder if it would kind of caramelize a little bit. Interesting idea.
Well, and you're saying roasted, but it could also be baked.
Well, that's what I mean. Baked, you know, so it's kind of roasted and caramelized. I don't know.
Right.
And typically, I'm expecting more floralness, and I didn't really get that.
Mm.
And that surprised me. So this was really fascinating.
I feel like it was a wonderful way to spend a pandemic evening.
And thank you, Mr. Quince.
My pleasure.
I look forward to having a little follow-up and finding out what quinces we were actually tasting at the time of our testing. That'll be very intriguing, and I know that we're going to be following up with Vermont Quince on that. In the meanwhile, I leave you here. This is Real Wind Caller, signing off for now. Looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
Cider, we like palms, we love orchards and having fun. There is a reason,
there is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes there is,
there is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes
there is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes there is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet. We like cider, we like palms, we like orchards, having some fun.
There is a reason. There is a reason why we do it like this. Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Oh yes, we do.
Like palms.
Oh yes, we do.
We love orchards, having some fun.
There is a reason.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-dum.
We like walking down the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Ba-da-da-dum.
We like palms.
Oh yes, we do.
We like orchards, having some fun.
Yeehaw!